I don't think we could have any better songs this morning. I really believe we couldn't have any better songs this morning. Hallelujah. You know, since we've had the kids, I really hadn't watched a lot of TV. Because the way I usually relax is I watch TV. You may say, what a preacher watching TV for? Well, this preacher watched TV to relax. And there was a clip. I saw it. Me and Jill was watching. And I said, what did he say there? And it's a good thing, the new technology, I could rewind. So I rewind. And I'm asking, and I listened to it. And I said, boy, that's a good statement. And I didn't think anything about it, and I'm asking God, I said, God, what you want me to talk on? And I wrestled with a few things, and that clip keep coming back to me. So I have that clip this morning. Is it ready yet, Shannon? If we'll turn the lights off, hopefully you can see, and hopefully you could hear, because what I did was I put my phone up to the TV and record it.
Dr. Lim thought my motives for fighting this hard for this patient were miscalculated. She was right.
We shouldn't have saved his face.
We have limited resources, and we're even more limited in our personal capacity to determine who is deserving, so we make a choice to treat everyone the same.
So why did you treat this patient differently?
Because I was angry. I made a sacrifice to save you. I lost my job, I took a substantial promotion, and I thought I was a fool. The cost was way too high. I resented you, and I kind of resented the universe. But today, you made me proud of my sacrifice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very few things that are worthwhile in life come without a cost, Sean.
The lights back on. I hope you all get it. Do I need to play it again? Who didn't get it? Do I need to play it again? Okay. Because I want you all to get it. Because it only took one take for me to get it. The scripture I want to read now, that's why I said the songs this morning is right on point. Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9. And I guess for those who listen to the podcast, maybe we try to see if Shannon could put a... I told him to get the words, but it was kind of not as clear as I was hoping. So maybe he will try to see if he can do a link. So if you're listening, I would like you to press on the link and listen to the small clip. I know it's not a perfect clip, but it says some powerful things. Luke chapter 9 and verse 23. Luke chapter 9 and verse 23. And he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. I feel like I'm at Vienna or something. I'm already crying. And he said to all, if anyone would come after me, Let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. Let him sacrifice. You know what I want to hear from God? My sacrifice was worth it. When he looked at me in my face, and I stand before him that day when all of us, each one of us here this morning, is going to stand before God. I pray that when we stand before God, the words that we hear is, I'm glad my sacrifice I did for you was worth it. You know, when we first took in the kids, before we did that, they let us watch a video when we were taking the course at Mentor to become foster parents. They let us watch a video. I can't remember what the name of the video was. And I remember the couple, they had adopted fostered three children. And they took them in, and after 2 days, the husband and the wife was on the bed. And what they were discussing is to return to sender. Because it was so hard. But they decided not to. And they kept them. And finally, in the series, they did end up, you know, adopting the three kids. And as I listened to that statement, I could only put it toward my life. Nothing that is worth doing really comes without sacrifice. So, you know, the clip, the scripture hit home with me. Why? Because nothing that God ask you to do will never come easy. It will require sacrifice. Sacrifice a quiet house. Sacrifice all the extra time you had before. Sacrifice. Nothing God requires you to do, it will come. Well, I should put that wrong. Anything God requires you to do, it will require sacrifice. And our problem in the church today is we want to do God's work without sacrifice. We want to do God's work because we want God's work to be easy. Well, I have news for you. It is not easy to do God's work. And then I thought that little statement he said there that he was a cat. Man, I wish I'd written down. He said, the sacrifice he made was worth it. When you look at your life this morning, when you look at your life today, I have two questions for you. Are you making the sacrifices you need to make so that Jesus can say to you, my sacrifice was worth it? I cannot believe that Jesus, God, came down here and put on flesh and made a sacrifice. He sacrificed everything. If you read Philippians chapter 2, which you should, he left everything behind. He sacrificed everything so that we can have life. And one thing I love about it is that sacrifice, we are still reaping benefits. Why? It says in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16 says these words. No, this is because of sacrifice. This is because he was the perfect sacrifice. He said, let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace. You know, I started to study grace because I want to preach a little bit on grace. And grace is, and even when I preach in it, we wouldn't even cover the whole thing of what it means. It says, so that we can come near to the throne of grace. Now, I'm glad that they use that word. Jesus sacrificed his life so that we, as we live and we are struggling and we are having a hard time and we are also sacrificing and the sacrifice is hard, we can come to the throne of grace. We can come to God because he has grace for us. Some of you should be jumping out your seat. Because some of you are going through some stuff because God called you and God is leading you and God has placed you there and God has given it to you and you are going through some stuff. Maybe, I don't know what it is, but you need to know that you can do what? Come with confidence to the throne of grace. It didn't say far off. It said near and find that grace. Grace is something you can't even buy. Grace means you could do all kind of nonsense and the grace is still there because grace is not dependent on you. Oh, Jesus, help me. That we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Some of you are walking around needy and you're finding no help. Because you're not tapping to the sacrifice that was made for you so you can obtain the kind of grace you need so you can accomplish the task ahead. You know what I want to hear? I want to hear these words, Matthew chapter 25 and verse 23. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. For you have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. For you have been faithful over little." You know, the things that God give us to do on this earth is not big. I see it as little. And if you're faithful with that little, oh, what you would hear those words, "My sacrifice was worth it." Have you ever sacrificed anything and it comes and bites you back in the butt after you sacrifice? I remember when I worked at a certain business, I was the manager there, and there was this guy that was looking for a job. He had the qualifications, but he was wearing an ankle monitoring from the police department or wherever, federal, whatever. He had committed some federal crimes, and they didn't send him to prison. He was, his prison was actually his home. And he came looking for a job, and most of the time, you ain't hiring a person like that. Well, I sat there with the guy, and I hired him. Brace it at all. His schedule would have to be sent in. Because he could only go from home to work. Home to work. There was other candidates I could have hired. And in my eyes, it turned out to be a good thing. When Anya was being born, he told me, "Go ahead, take a few days off, you'll handle it." And I didn't hire him as an associate, I hired him as an assistant manager. So I would take it off, and I went, and Anya was born, and I come back. And then he said to me one day, he said, "You know what? I know you love to go to church. You scheduled me for all the Sundays. I'll do the Sundays for you. You could take Sundays off and I'll work it. And I did that. And I can't remember other things he would say. And one day I got called into the office. And I'm wondering why I got called in the office. And here my manager is telling me, "So, I have a complaint. Your assistant manager is saying to me, you letting him work all Sundays." And when his baby was born, you only gave him that day. In fact, he came to me and said he don't want any. He just want the day the baby is born. He don't want any other day. Because the mother-in-law was coming and he didn't like the mother-in-law and he want to work. And he says, when his baby come, you gave him one day. When your baby came, you took 3 days off. And I'm thinking. And I sat there and I said, I think my job is coming to an end. Ever since that day, the relationship between my boss and me was totally different. They believed everything he said. And I believe that was the start of losing my job. My sacrifice wasn't worth it. All he wanted is what he could have gotten. He did not appreciate the sacrifice that was made. Some of us are the same way with the Lord. All we want is for God to come through for us. All we want is God to make things right. And we do not know how to deny ourselves, pick up the cross, and follow Christ. For you that is not sacrificing to do God's will, when you stand before him, you will not hear those words, good and faithful servant. You wouldn't hear those words. Let me tell you this, folks. There is coming a day. I don't care what you believe. What you believe is irrelevant. There is coming a day that there's going to be a scroll that needs to be opened. And the only person that could open it is Jesus Christ. In fact, in Revelation chapter 5 and verse 9, the whole chapter talks about there was no one that was worthy to open the scroll. And they wondered, and the angel said, yes, there is one, Christ. And then they sang a song at verse 9. And they sang a new song saying, worthy are you to take the scroll and open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God and from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth. There is coming a day that we're going to stand before God. And it's a sure day. And I hope and I pray that you are living your life for Christ, so that you can hear those words, my sacrifice for you were worth it. You know, I think we take some of these things so lightly. Some of us, I heard a story Wednesday, and I was impressed. I heard of a young man that was playing some video games. And he loved the video game. But when it came to put it down, he felt it had too much hold on him, and he deleted it. Some people may see that as a simple thing, but that's a big thing. I have a question for you. What has a hold on your life that you're not sacrificing to do the will of God? Some of you don't even spend time in the Word. But yet, You spend time with all other things that does nothing for your soul, does nothing for your spirit, does nothing for your eternity. You have time for everything else because those things has got a grip and a hold on you and you don't even see it. But when that day come, he's going to look at you and he said, my sacrifice wasn't worth it for you. You can't enter. What then? You have enjoyed your best life on earth. And he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. How many of us are doing that today? That clip said it all. When he was the head something in the hospital, when he said to him, he was angry. He was mad. Because somewhere along the road, he felt that his sacrifice, it cost him too much. He felt that he did something that he needed to do out of compassion, out of mercy, and it was the consequences for his decisions were not worth it. But he was allowed in the end to see that his sacrifice was worth it. See, sometimes we don't get to see the end result. All we get is the heartache and the, for lack of a better, repercussions of what we think we shouldn't have gotten. And we never, ever think, I could run to the throne of grace and obtain that grace that I need because I did this for God. We're going to come to the table today, and I want you to remember the kind of sacrifice Jesus made for us. And guess what? It cost him everything. He had to lay aside everything. We're not even going to come close to what Christ had to let go to take on the form of flesh and humble himself. We need to learn from Christ and give the same kind of sacrifice. Would somebody go get George and the kids? And Ed, could we, the second song, I think it was the second song. Is this the same? Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you as a pleasing sacrifice. Sometimes when I was singing it this morning, I said a living sacrifice. Lord, I offer you my life. All that I am, all that I have, I lay them down before you, O Lord. All my regrets, and we all have some, all my acclaim, The joy and the pain, I'm making them yours. That's what we're doing this morning. Here's another. It says, things in the past, things yet unseen, wishes and dreams that are yet to come true. All my hope, all my plans, my heart and my hands, I lift to you. Can we stand and sing? Offer my life to you, everything I've been. Opportunity to say, Lord, I'm giving you my life today. Lord, I'm willing to make the sacrifices that need to be made. Lord, I want to use Jesus as my example of sacrifice. You know, I don't know if I could do it. I don't like pain at all. Being whipped 39 times. 39. I've had some whippings from my parents, and I didn't like them, but there was no debris strapped to the end of those whip to take off flesh. But with every lash he received, flesh was drawn from his back. They put a crown of thorns on his head. They spat upon him. And in his last time, they took a sword and put it through his side. Why? All for us. The sacrifice. And he said it was worth it because he looked at them at the end and he said, Father, forgive them. For they have no idea what they're doing. Jesus, then he took that bread before that even happened, knowing it was coming, and he said, this is my body. My body that is broken for you. He says, take it. And eat it, all of it. And he said, as often as you do, you got to remember the sacrifice that I have made for you. Let's partake together. Jesus, there's no forgiveness of sin unless blood is shed. You see, they drove those nails into his hands. And they drove those nails into his feet. I have gotten a small cut before, and it sure bleeds. I could just imagine the sight. Many of the pictures we see don't even portray what is truly happening. It's a sacrifice. It's a poured out blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is my blood poured out for you. He said, take it and drink it. He said, and often as you do this, remember that my blood brings forgiveness for your sins. My agony and my pain brings forgiveness to you. Today, if you have said to yourself, you said, I am willing to live for God. Let's take up the cross and follow him and make the sacrifice. This blood was shed for you. Let us remember what Christ has done today. Let us partake together. Jesus. I offer my life, everything I can, for your glory. of Jesus Christ. I pray that you would live your life in such a way to hear the words, "Well done, good, faithful servant." I pray that you would hear the voice of God and follow his heart as long as you shall live. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We got to pray for two people today. Rhonda's.